Congressional Republicans Rush to Condemn Violence Outside Capitol. By Kyle Morris on January 6, 2021. Republican members of Congress rushed to condemn the violence that broke out during Congress's certification of the Electoral College vote from within the United States Capitol. "This violence is unacceptable and needs to be met with the full force of the law," said Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. "God bless the Capitol Police who are keeping us safe. United States Capitol Police saved my life," said Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise. "Attacks on law enforcement officers trying to do their jobs are never acceptable. Period. We can passionately protest without being violent. Every American has the right to peacefully protest," said Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck. "But storming the U.S. Capitol and attacking the brave men and women of the Capitol Police Force is wrong. This is not who we are. To those storming the Capitol, I am on the House floor and I will not be deterred from upholding my oath, under God, to the Constitution by mob demand," said Representative Chip Roy, RTX, prior to being evacuated. "There is nothing patriotic about what is occurring on Capitol Hill," said Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. "This is third world style anti-American anarchy." Rubio also called on President Donald Trump to deliver resources to assist the police and ask those doing this to stand down. "Mr. President, at real Donald Trump, the men and women of law enforcement are under assault," Rubio wrote in a tweet. "It is crucial you help restore order by sending resources to assist the police and ask those doing this to stand down. Violence and mob rule is wrong and un-American, and it will not bring about election reform," said Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. "Today's mayhem sets back any intelligent debate for a generation. Just stop it. Violence and mob rule is wrong and un-American, and it will not bring about election reform. Today's mayhem sets back any intelligent debate for a generation. Just stop it." Senator Rand Paul, at Rand Paul, January 6, 2021. "Just evacuated my office in Canton due to a nearby threat," said freshman Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina. "Now we're seeing protesters assaulting Capitol Police. This is wrong. This is not who we are. I'm heartbroken for our nation today. Stop the violence. Support Capitol Police," said Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan. "I fundamentally believe that everyone has the right to peacefully protest and exercise their First Amendment rights," said South Carolina Republican Representative William Timmons. "But let me be clear, storming the Capitol steps, breaking police barricades, and disobeying law enforcement orders are not the same thing. Those storming the Capitol need to stop now," Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz wrote in a tweet. "The Constitution protects peaceful protest, but violence, from left or right, is always wrong. And those engaged in violence are hurting the cause they say they support. The Capitol Police have done an extraordinary job keeping us safe," said Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy. "I'm thankful for their heroism. I condemn this violent assault on the democratic process and will not be intimidated by a mob that confuses chaos and destruction with strength and wisdom. I'll continue to work for LA. Thank you to the brave law enforcement officials who have put their lives on the line," said Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley in a statement. "The violence must end, those who attacked police and broke the law must be prosecuted, and Congress must get back to work and finish its job. What we're seeing at the Capitol is wrong, hurts the cause of election integrity, and needs to stop immediately," said Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun. "Rioting and violence are never acceptable. This should never be the scene at the Capitol," said Republican New York Representative Lee Zeldin. "This isn't the America we love. We can debate and disagree, even on January 6 after a presidential election. But in our republic we elect people to voice our objections in the Capitol on this day. What is unfolding is unacceptable and un-American," said House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA. "It has got to stop." Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, pleaded for President Trump to appear on TV in an effort to condemn the violence and tell people to disband. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.